I'm now joined with Sharon Ralston, CEO of the Music Network, to talk about latest funding for the Music Capital Scheme and also to tell us a bit about the Music Network itself. A very good morning to you, Sharon. Thanks for joining us.
And good morning to you, Johnny.
Tell us the Music Capital Scheme that's supported by the Department of Culture, Heritage and the Gaeltacht and managed, of course, by yourselves, the Music Network, has two distinct awards. Tell us a bit about that.
That's absolutely right. Yes, there are two awards available. And the first award is for non-professional performing groups and ensembles. So that would include anything from brass bands to youth orchestras, etc. And it's also open to youth, community and resource groups. The second award then is open to individual professional musicians.
Okay. And the Minister recently confirmed funding of €245,500 for the current scheme.
That's correct, yes. And the fund available for Award 1 for purchasing instruments is €160,000, and for Award 2 it's €64,000. And just to explain in terms of the amount that can be awarded in terms of total cost of instruments, the award will support up to 75% of the total cost of instruments for the non-professional sector, and it will support 50%, up to 50% of the total cost of instruments for individual musicians.
Right. So far, 301 awards have been granted to musicians and organisations as part of the scheme to date, and benefiting up to 31,000 people all over Ireland. That's a great number, isn't it?
It is indeed, and you know, we try to make the money go as far as possible, so it has supported a vast range and variety of different groups and individuals making music across the country.
Right. Does every musical instrument form part of the scheme? Any exclusions? What about drums and so forth?
Oh,
or
yes,
unusual
absolutely,
instruments?
Yes. And it also supports additional, I suppose, items as well. Not every item that you would think of in connection with the musical instrument, but we do have a full list of eligible items on our website, musicnetwork.ie, and also ineligible, just so we're clear between those two.
Right. Any specific criteria for any musician applying under the scheme?
Yes, there are a number of criteria, and for example, for the Ward 2, their track record demonstrated need for the instrument, and we're also interested in the use of the instrument in Ireland. And in terms of Award 1, there are a bigger number of criteria, including, again, the track record of the organisation, your plans for tuition, do you have, you know, high-quality tutors coming in, and again, your plans for the use of the instruments, as well as care of the instruments, indeed.
Okay, so applications opened on the 11th, this day last week, I think, and the deadline is when? Sometime in February next?
Yes, the deadline is 12 noon on Tuesday the 20th of February.
Right, and for further information, the website, if anyone wants to check it out, I think it's www.musicnetwork.ie?
That's it.
Okay. So, Sharon, tell us a bit about the Music Network itself, when it was set up, its main purpose, and what else it provides.
Okay, so we are a national music touring and development organisation. We were set up in 1986, so we're 32 years old and going strong. We're primarily funded by the Arts Council, as well as, we've talked about, the Department of Culture, Heritage and the Gaeltacht in respect of the Music Capital Scheme. Our mantra really is making live music happen, and we do this through providing access to high quality live music for people across Ireland, no matter circumstance or location, and also supporting the career development of musicians. So a lot of the work we do is around touring, and we would present usually 9 tours a year. Some of them are curated with new ensembles, and we work in classical, jazz and traditional music. We also present a number of standalone concerts and special events each year. So in total, we would present around 100 concerts per annum. As well as that, we've had a long-term goal of universal access to music education for children in Ireland, and we undertook a 10-year campaign to achieve this. And in 2010, we established our subsidiary Music Generation, which, as you may be aware, is Ireland's national music education programme. And that's currently engaging over 40,000 children and young people across the country and is set to expand to all areas of the country by 2022, thanks to the investment from a wide range of sources, including U2, the Ireland Funds, local music education partnerships, the Department of Education, the Arts Council, and most recently under Creative Ireland. So while there's still a lot of work to be done in terms of music education, we are living in truly revolutionary times in terms of our music education history. So that's a massive piece of, I suppose, music networks work over the last 10, 15 years. We also have a number of other programs. For example, we have a music network artist residency program, which runs annually, and that has been very successful both in Cork and last year in Wexford. We offer other residencies and bursaries to musicians, for example, at the Irish Cultural Centre in Paris. We have a number of audience development initiatives because identifying and developing audiences is a very important part of what we do. And we have an extensive learning and participation programme which connects our tours with schools, youth, community and other groups as well. So as well as that, we commission new work from Irish composers. We would see composers as part of our support obligations to musicians. So last year, we commissioned four composers, and most recently we commissioned Siobhan Cleary and Benjamin Dwyer for our March and April tours this year. As well as that, we have information and advice services and training for musicians in the non-artistic side of making music your profession, so really self-promotion and self-management. And we have other schemes such as the piano scheme, which provides access to concert standard pianos for musicians working specifically in jazz and improvised music. And that is a scheme run in partnership with and supported by Galway Jazz Festival and Jeffers Pianos. So we have a wide range of activities going on, but really the focus is, as I said, on audiences around the country, providing for their needs and developing musicians, which I suppose they're two sides of the same coin, if you like.
Yes, of course. That all sounds wonderful, Sharon. Just tell us a little bit more about the Arts Council Music Recording Scheme.
The Arts Council Music Recording Scheme is a scheme that we ran for a number of years from 2006 to 2013 on behalf of the Arts Council. But unfortunately, the Arts Council, due to the financial situation at the time, took the decision to suspend that scheme. So currently, the status of that scheme is that it's still suspended. But we are, you know, hopeful, and we have, we've undertaken a review of the scheme at the time and presented to the Arts Council a strong rationale for it being reinstated. So we're very hopeful that with, you know, an increase in funding and, you know, general improvement in financial state of the country, that that will be reinstated in the near future. But yeah, currently it's not open for applications, unfortunately.
Okay. Whilst we are now past the deadline for the Central Cultural Irlandaise Artist Residency Bursary, that's the one in Paris, I think, just tell us a little bit more about that. Will there be another opportunity next year?
We very much hope so, yes. We have run that in partnership with the Centre in Paris for a few years now, and that really gives a musician access to the Centre. I suppose it's a bursary, really, to allow them to go to the Centre for a 1 to 2 month period to really develop an aspect of their music performance career. So that might be writing new material, it might be studying in Paris with, you know, teachers they admire or have connections with. It might also be connecting with the music community there, or indeed further afield. So it's very open and flexible, and, you know, we're interested in the best ideas, I suppose, and the best use of the time and the money. So yes, while the deadline for that has just closed, we would be, you know, fairly confident that we'll be able to run that again next year, subject to funding and, you know, the continuation of the partnership, of course.
That's great. And the artist residency, you've touched on that already, but how does it actually work?
Okay, well, that is a scheme which we've run, as I said, for 2 years now, and we're hoping to shortly get into a third year of it. And essentially, that gives a musician support and resources to program a concert series in connection with a venue. So in year one, we worked with the Triskell Christchurch in Cork City, and in last year, we worked with the National Opera House in Wexford. So really, we will be, I suppose, hopefully in the near future, issuing a call out for musicians working in either classical jazz or traditional music who are interested in developing a residency for us this year. We're just putting the final details on that in terms of the partners who would be involved, because there's a venue, as I said, and as well as that, we seek additional funding from the relevant local authority. So there are a number of aspects to it before we would be going out and inviting interest from musicians. As well as the concert series, then we encourage the development of a learning and participation programme in connection with the concerts. So really that's about engaging the local community in the series, and I suppose using the expertise and the opportunity of the musicians who are programmed on the residency to, as I said, engage with communities and, I suppose, share learning and inspire. So there are a number of different aspects to it, as well as the the concert programme itself.
Right. And as you've just briefly mentioned before, there are some tour programmes for contemporary Irish musicians. Just go a little bit deeper on that for us, if you don't mind, just to give our listeners an insight.
As I said, we generally programme 9 tours per annum, and they can range, I suppose, anything from 6 dates to 11 or 12 dates per tour. And they would be made up of a mixture of traditional music, jazz and classical music tours. And they would be, I suppose, we'd be looking for a balance between Irish musicians and internationally based musicians for those tours. And as well as that, we do curate a number of the tours ourselves. For example, the tour that's currently out on the road is a traditional tour, Irish traditional tour, which was curated by ourselves. And that features Niamh Parsons, the singer Niamh Parsons, Kieran Turish, Liam Kelly and John Doyle. So that's going really well around the country, and that's just an example of the kind of tour we would put together and present.
That's great. And the Composer's Voice Initiative, in partnership with the Contemporary Music Centre, how does that work?
Well, essentially that is, I suppose, a valuable addition to our work in commissioning work by contemporary Irish composers. So we partner with the Contemporary Music Centre, and they support the composer in question to actually travel to at least one of the venues on a given tour which features their work and present on the work. So they'll give a short talk to the audience, which, you know, can really animate the work and increase the understanding of, you know, what they were trying to achieve through it. So yes, you know, it's a really valuable addition to, as I said, our work in commissioning Irish composers.
Okay. There was also a presentation to British saxophonist Trish Close, My Iris Project, and that's presently going to be on tour from the 6th, I think, February to the 11th.
Yes,
yeah, tell us
correct.
A bit about that.
That is our next tour, which is coming up, as you correctly said, next month, and it kicks off in the Sugar Club on the 6th of February. So, yeah, Trish Close, I mean, she's an amazing young jazz saxophonist, multi-award winning, and this project in particular, My Iris, has attracted a lot of attention. And just listening to something on the Beeb the other day, they were saying, you know, one of the definite albums of 2017. So, you know, it's right up there, and it's really exciting that we're able to bring her over for this tour.
Okay. And you have another one coming up in March, the first week in March, well, for 10 days. I can't pronounce her surname. She's Anna from Russia.
Yes, that is a solo piano tour. And, yeah, that would be an example of one of our classical tours, and that's one that we commissioned a new Irish piece for from Siobhan Cleary. So we're really looking forward to that. And I suppose the additional thinking behind commissioning Irish work for these international artists largely is that we're encouraging them to, I suppose, include Irish work in their own repertoire. So, you know, the hope is that if they get on well with the work, if you like, that they then go on and perform it in other countries around the world. So, you know, getting much more mileage, I suppose, out of it, and promoting Irish composers far and wide. That's an additional, I suppose, goal through that programme.
Yes, it's absolutely wonderful. And you have another one coming up in April and May with Garcia and Enders. Are they a duo? One guy is French and the other is German.
Exactly, yes. No, they're not as such, and that's another example of a Music Network curated tour. And I suppose we would be known, more well known for curating Irish traditional tours, and increasingly now we're curating classical tours as well. We had a very successful violin quartet tour in April of last year, and there was a huge appetite for that, and we're building on that, I suppose, and we're bringing these two specifically together for the first time for this tour, so that's very exciting as well for us, you know, and hopefully for audiences around the country too.
Absolutely. So Sharon, and just before we finish up, is there anything else you'd like to add?
I don't think so. Well, maybe just in terms of the Music Capital Scheme, going back to that, if people are thinking of applying, I suppose just a few tips. I mean, there's a lot of detail on the website, which will guide you through the whole process. But just to say, you know, I suppose it's a common sense approach, if you like, but, you know, read the guidelines thoroughly. Use the preparatory Word document to gather all the required information before you attempt to fill the form in online. Make sure the sums all add up. That's less common than you would think. And don't forget to add all the essential supporting documents into your process. Contact us with any specific queries you have that are not already covered in the guidelines. And finally, allow yourself plenty of time. You know, start and hopefully complete the thing well in advance of the deadline. And that way, you have the best chance of success.
That's great. Thank you very much. And the deadline, just to recap on it, it's the 20th of February?
Exactly, yes. 12 noon. 20th of February.
Okay. Sharon, thank you very, very much. That was absolutely wonderful talking to you. Thanks for taking the time to be with us, and all the best and take care.
Thank you very much, and lovely talking to you, Johnny. Thank you.
Thank you. All the best. Now, that was Sharon Rolston. She's CEO of the Music Network, telling us all about the Capital Scheme, recent funding announcement, and all about the Music Network itself.